Yeah, Roger that. I was about to ask you where Groveland Township is. Yeah, now as you said, Flint, I remember now. I was going to ask you where that is, but now I remember now where it's at there. So what's occurred up to?
Well, real quickly, I'm right across the street from the Michigan Renaissance Festival and Mount Holly. Geographically, you'd see the signs from 75. Kurt is just relaxing on a bitterly cold morning, playing with the radio, playing with some Amazon stuff, just the usual. All is good. Over.
Man, that sounds great. How you coming? Good.
Say again, I lost you on that last one.
Yeah, I asked you, how you coming along with that shortwave radio? Go ahead.
Much better. Again, I was going through some notes, and I had written down some stuff from when I had a little handheld shortwave radio, stuff I had found. So I found that piece of paper and played with the radio some more. Now I'm getting more stations, and, you know, I'm getting the time of night right better and all of that. This is WRPV 448 for identification purposes.
Yeah, Whiskey Sierra, Foxtrot Zulu, 793 for ID purposes. What I usually do a lot of times, I know you're aware of WWV. There's a station at 2.5, 5, 10, 15, and 20 megs. And what I usually do a lot of times, I'll go up and I'll check WWV. You know, like say 20 megs, and then if WWV comes in, I know that part of the band's open. If it don't come in, then I know the part of the band ain't open there. Go ahead.
Wow. Yeah, I guess that would work. Again, you know, being relatively new into this, I wouldn't have thought that way. Very, very good. Thank you.
Oh, cool. I was glad to help you out, man. I wasn't sure if you were aware of that, because it's not a definite, but if you're picking up WWV good at 15 megahertz, well then, you know, the meters, I ain't going to think of what meter bands we're all in now, because it screws my brain up. Check for WWV, and then that tells me that portion of the band.